It's the Friday edition of your favorite morning program. We're like halfway through the show. We're close. I don't know. I don't pay attention anymore. I just show up and try and get Tom to think straight. Inspire Chris to, you know, eat his vegetables. You know what I'd like to do?
What would you like to do?
I would like to
open a lot of things I would like to do right now, but
like what?
Probably the I can't get away with them. But what would you like to do?
Get me the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Yes, indeed. We have email. If you want to send it to us, it's seth.mila@wsau.com. Here we go. The very first one. Very timely. Gentlemen, my daughter is 12, and she loved Justin Bieber pretty much since he's been around. I used to like the kid, but I don't anymore. I think he's a little punk. I'm glad he finally got some comeuppance by getting arrested. Comeuppance. When was the last time you heard that, let alone saw it used in a sentence? I think he's a terrible role model for my daughter, so I told her to get rid of all of his posters, books, music, whatever. I don't want it in my house. My daughter thinks I'm being unreasonable. Is it wrong for me to ask her to get rid of all the Justin Bieber stuff? Rob is 46 years old, by the way. All right. No, it's not unreasonable. Is it going to happen? No.
It's tough to force your child to listen to music that you approve of. If you get it out of your house, they'll just go and listen to it somewhere else.
Hey, Rob, how's that Neil Diamond CD coming?
Okay, well, look at the history of rock and roll is a history of rebellion against adults. Yeah.
My father hated the music that I listened to.
Sure.
And the music that I listen to be perfectly honest with you, I've been playing some old stuff that I like in the car every once in a while. I got into some funk the other day, and my daughter was digging it, man. That's what you need to do.
You need to play good music in the car and try to steer them in a better direction. I was into Frank Zappa back in the day. Not that you would be surprised.
Of course you were.
I had to play his records at very low volumes in my bedroom because obviously my mother, I didn't want my mother hearing them.
Yeah, and I'm sure you were stuffing a towel underneath the door jamb too, so she wouldn't find out why.
That wasn't happening.
Yes.
No, that wasn't.
That's the only way you could like Zappa music.
No, come on. He was a genius.
Huh?
It's a waste of time.
What, telling the, getting rid of all the stuff?
Let's focus on real things, you know. Why don't you save that ammunition, keep that powder dry for when the unacceptable boyfriend comes over?
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Or when she asks for a tattoo or a nose piercing.
Lead by example, Rob. Show her what really good music is about. Show her some really good role models in music like...
Five Finger Death Punch?
You know, the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, no, you pull that one out of your head? The Dead Kennedys? One of the great punk bands of all time, led by their lead singer, Jello Biafra.
You know, find some music, and when she shows some interest in it, go into some depth. Now, don't barrage her, because she's 12, dude. She's not going to dig at all, but... You know,
The Grammys are going to be very interesting this Sunday night. There's going to be a collision of old and new. There's a lot of old artists that are going to be there, either presenting Grammys or nominated for Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And with all these new guys, I can just see Ozzy Osbourne running into Macklemore, you know, or Black Sabbath is going to be there to present an award.
Who are you?
McCartney and Ringo are going to be there.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah, they're going to be singing. Beatles are receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award on Sunday night.
It's about time. All right, this one comes to us from Don. Don writes, "This gentleman, my girlfriend has a huge heart. Recently, she sent some care packages to a bunch of soldiers in Afghanistan that she's never even met. Good for her. The guys found her on Facebook and thanked her for the gifts. Awesome. One of the guys has been keeping in contact with her.
Okay.
Right.
They keep messaging each other, and she talks to me about him. He's young, obviously fit, and very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
I know I should be proud of my girlfriend for what she did. Agreed.
Uh-huh.
But should I be concerned that she keeps talking to this guy? Yes.
Right. Now she's going to welcome him home when he's on leave next month.
Uh-huh. Don.
Honey, in the future, you'll be sending care packages to female soldiers only.
Yeah. Listen, Don, here's the thing. Dude, if she's attracted to another guy and she's then she's not the one for you. Cut the tie. Let her go.
Maybe she's just doing a public service like those USO entertainers did back in the day, you know?
Uh-huh. Sure.
He does so much more for his country than you do,
Don.
Mm-hmm. Let's not even go into, you know, who has the bigger gun.
Right, right. He's a hero.
Hero.
How was your job at the gas station today, Don?
Exactly. Don, here's the thing. Don't fight it, okay? If you are seeing indications of being attracted to another, cut it loose. Let it go. It's going to save you a lot of heartache in the future. Jennifer, 25 years old, writes to us, says, "Gentlemen, my company just hired a new guy who apparently can do no wrong. Even when he screws up, my boss acts like it's no big deal. I took the fall for a few of his screw-ups when he first started, which was clearly a mistake. Now my boss likes me less and him more. He's always writing suck-up emails and generally being annoying. Is there any way to get ahead of someone like that at work? How do you show him up and show him for what he really is?" Ooh. Well, I smell sabotage. What do you guys say?
Well, now, wait a minute, but we see this in the radio industry all the time. We hire somebody, and they're all shiny and new until the true colors are revealed.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's the ticket, yeah.
What are you talking about, smartass? What do you mean? I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Are so many ways to sabotage someone at work these days with computers and social media and all kinds of ways to...
Now,
embarrass people
there was a
if
guy,
you want to.
There was a guy...
well, wait a minute now. Is that our advice to this email, to this letter
I'm not saying it's good advice. None of our advice
sabotage
is always really...
the guy at work. That's the best we can come up
with. If anybody takes advice from us, they're nuts anyway.
Right. Generally, here's the thing you got to be really honest about. Is the guy actually outperforming you? Is he doing a better job? Or is he actually a brown noser? A brown noser is someone who sucks, but they do it in a way that makes it look like they're just a shining example of perfection. Listen, if he's really a schmuck and he's really just not doing it, then go ahead, sabotage him. But if he's actually outperforming you, step up your game. Don't sit there and whine and go, he's better than me. Well, then step it up. That's my advice.
Yeah, you're half right. Focus on the things that the boss likes in the new guy and be more like that.
Yeah.
Or, spill your coffee on purpose so you get a new computer like the new guy got, you know. So.
I didn't spill any coffee on my machines to get new computers in my office
yet,
and in here.
Yet.
No, the machines are working great. I complained incessantly, but until somebody's like, "Will you please just get him a new machine until he shuts up?"
I like my new station phone much better than the station phone that I put in the washing machine by mistake.
Whoops!
If I knew that I was going to like this phone so much better, I would have washed the other phone months ago.
See, that's what we're talking about. Now, there was a guy that me and some friends worked with that was a tool. And so this is back in the day.
So you sabotage.
You would
his desk on fire.
We would order magazine subscriptions.
We ordered gay magazines and had them delivered to his office. That's what we did. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. No, I didn't say it was a good idea. I just said it's what we did.
Justin Bieber.
He's out of his freaking mind.
Whoa, whoa.
He's just an idiot.
They pulled me over. I was impaired. A little tipsy. But I don't care. My head was dizzy when I was stopped. Admitted that I drank some beer and smoked some pot. I was drag racing. I was just playing. Had a good buzz on. Hey, I'm just saying. Won't you ignore the look of my glazed eyes? And think of me just as a big star in that.
Crazy. Pot. Small amount of pot. You're under arrest, dirtbag. Oh, come on.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.